Yeah.
Need for God.
Huh?
Need for God.
Need.
Yeah.
That's just your answer, I think.
No. Yes, still proper, yes. Yes.
I'm fine.
There's a need.
Not falling down.
Why the law of gravitation is violent.
You're saying the cells are alive, my dear.
I said, there are these cells.
So there is the
condition. The law of gravitation was. It is not unconditioned. Then the question is, who made the condition?
Well, the green apple is not falling. It's the case of an opposite factor being stronger than the pull of gravity. Strength of the twig holding the apple on is stronger than the pull of gravity.
That I say that the law of gravitation acts under certain conditions. This is also condition.
Well, the law of gravitation is always working. The energy is always there. It's just not strong enough.
What is under condition? Working under condition.
If I had a little
needle, it will go immediately down the water. And if you give a big log, it will not go. The weight of the needle and the weight of the big log, much difference. Still, the needle will go. The gravitation will work. But to the log, it will not work.
There's a counter law called buoyancy.
There, anyway, there are so many laws. If the laws are fulfilled, then your so-called gravity can work. So who made the law? That is it. Under certain law condition, it will not act. And under certain condition, it will act. Then who made the condition? That is it. Question. You cannot analyze the laws of gravitation. It is also under condition. Who makes this condition? That is the point. Lord Ramchandra constructed the bridge in stone on the ocean, it began to flow. So, he is the condition maker. He made the condition. He changed the condition. Now, this comes in flow. That's all. Therefore, God is supreme. Law of gravitation did not work when Krishna lived at the Govardhan Hill.
Yes.
So that is nice. The scientific discoveries act under relative conditions. That is not absolute science. If certain such conditions are there, then the proper scientific laws will act. Otherwise, it will not. But you cannot see so many things. Now you cannot see there. What is there?
So what is you have seen now? Limited.
Therefore, everything is limited. Under condition, you can see. So, what is your seeing? Impartial. If the sun rises, then you can see. That also not correct. So what is the value of your seeing? He says, we want to see God. But what is the value of your seeing?
Well, I think they can make machines.
Huh? That is also impossible.
They have one machine they have, they can see right now.
No. That machine is impossible.
Infrared telescope.
That is also impossible. That machine is made by impossible senses. It is impossible.
Imperfect, but they think it's becoming more perfect.
Huh? But that is impossible.
They're always making it more perfect.
Means they're impossible. Becoming more perfect means that all position is imperfect. That very word means that. That you are perpetually imperfect.
It's better than doing something, than doing nothing.
Yes, that dog also doing, jumping. All right, here we go. Oh, 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 oh. He's backpacking. Active busyness. It's called active foolishness. They remain foolish, but still they're active. That means they're simply creating dangerous position.
Yes.
Jagato Ahita. It is said in the Bhagavad. These demands, their progress means only for the mischief of the world. That's all. That is demonic progress. Khayayo Jagato, for the destruction of the world and for mischievous condition of the world. Their progress. Is it not? Khayayo Jagato Ahita. Khayayo when for
destruction.
And for mischievous condition. Therefore, despite all advancement of so-called scientific knowledge, the world becoming more and more in dangerous and destructive condition.
Today, the only time they use the word God is when they're swearing and they're calling on God to damn someone else. Why is such language there?
Huh?
Why are they doing like that?
Why? Martin and man. He's those who are praying to catch. They are also praying God. God to us how daily is it. These rascals, they have made God as agent for their children. This is their philosophy. Even from the priest down to the ropes, they have made God as the agent of their children. That is material. God not contract. Whatever I want, that is God. Otherwise, I don't care for them. This is their plan.
But sometimes they might hit their thumb with a hammer or something and they'll start swearing, calling on God's name, but in a very bad way.
That's all right. There's God's name, God. In every respect, these materialists, they want to use God for their sake. That is it. Thank you. Our philosophy is that God is not agent for your consciousness, but you are agent for God's consciousness. That is our philosophy. Just the opposite.
It is so far religion is. They are the same time as the agents of their symptoms. The both of God. All that God. Supply of them. Actually is doing. God is supplying bread. But they go for ordering. The rascal does not know God is already supplying. Now why should we go to Shaq for ordering him to supply bread? He is already supplying, even to the cats and dogs. They do not know what is the purpose of going to the Shaq. Very well. That is the disease.
I want to satisfy my senses and anyone who helps me in my self-gratification, I shall watch it. If he does not, then I shall. Everywhere. This Nixon become president because he promised that I shall satisfy your senses. Now he is not doing so. Look it out. This is the whole formula, material form. You satisfy my senses, you are my friend. And as soon as you stop, then you are not my friend.
So consider the most authority, because the sense gratification. You are sick, now you are unable to gratify your senses. I give you some medicine. So you become strong and gone with your sense gratification. Therefore, doctor is a very good man.
Even I wanted to become a doctor. When I started,
whatever you want.
I thought I was
going to
be doctor.
Basic principle is health. Either you become scientist or doctor or engineer, the main thing is bring money. That's all.
Some doctors think that they're doing humanitarian work. Yeah. Hold on, he's great.
That's all.
Hospital. In your country, especially.
Hospital means to receive. Huh? But there also you pray, then it is hospital. Otherwise, go down. It is no longer hospital.
I find doctors are most rascals here.
Huh?
They are the greatest demons.
Why not the scientists?
Doctors. I think scientists are better than doctors.
Better rascals. Scientists are better rascals.
Doctors simply ask for money. Boy, it's terrible. They're just...
They don't think about anything else. They just think about money. They've been taught like that. The patient doesn't bring money in your giving. So the lawyers and everyone, it's a different country because they require money. So they must have money somewhere or other. That is the prime principle. They require money, that's all. They charge outrageous fees.
$60 an hour, $70 an hour, $5,000 for a little operation.
Okay.
Some doctors, too much. They simply try to make operations so they can get rich. Maybe you come to see them and say, you need an operation.
Yeah.
They keep their telephone number secret so that on Sunday their patients may not disturb their hemstead of the with their medical difficulties.
Another man is a very big business person, but medical profession. They have this American Medical Association.
Yeah.
They control all business. Even government cannot interfere. So they choose students, and they keep the supply so low that the demand is always high. That is why the price is always increases. Terrible. Stay in a hospital now costs about $150 a day.
Huh?
Stay in a hospital costs about $100 or $150 a day.
Right. that is a sort of punishment of sinful activities. When you fall sick, it is due to sinful activity.
Mm.
So you are punished.
It's a very high price.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes?
Pay fine.
Yes. The more dangerous is the disease, you have to pay more.
Very mercenary.
Everywhere mercenary. Yes.
The hospital across the street from our temple,
huh.
You go there with an emergency, they say, first give us money.
Hmm.
No money, go away. No matter how serious the injury. You have no human
first
quality. Give us money.
This is doctors.
We have brought devotees there sometimes with serious wounds or injuries.
Huh.
And you say, first you give us money, or else go away. We don't care.
Everywhere.
Yes, Prabhupada. I think the Indian government has set up one oil factory now.
Huh?
I saw in the news
that
in Mathura now, the government of India has set up one oil refinery. There will be a factory there.
In Mathura?
In Mathura, yeah. That laid the foundation. Indira Gandhi. I think a few months ago, I think the paper. So there will be one refinery there. So it will be industrial town.
They want to spoil the spiritual wealth of Mathura Vrindavan. They are not giving any more sanction for temple.
Oh. Yes, Gregory Rupanya Kumaras was telling me that for the calculation of time through the atom.
Calculation of time from the atom, Srila Prabhupada. He's talking about Bhagavatam. By the light passing over the atom, can calculate the time of sunlight. That's what we're trying to quantify.
How is it done?
I have written that.
Yes, you have written. Bhagavatam.
What is that?
I haven't seen it.
Is that in the fourth canto?
I think it's third.
Oh.
Third canto. Now the sunlight, you can tell, time, that the atom is a subtle form of time. As you can tell, time is light passing over the surface of an atom. And the experiment is, if you look for atoms in the screen, when the sun comes to the screen, you can see in the sunlight hexatoms, or six atoms with your naked eye. That experiment is given in Bhagavatam. It's very wonderful. Vedic science. You should present that. As a real actual science, real atomic science.
Bhagavatam, there is regular calculation. What is the distance from one planet to another?
Everything.
The calculation is given.
Yes. Every planet is described, what is the constitution, what are the forms of the living entities there, everything. Bhagavad never says that this, all the other planets are better. Only this planet is full of living entities. Bhagavad is not so rational. These are still messages. That theory is that all other planets are vacant. Only this planet is filled. This rational theory is not in the Bhagavad. We see that there is living entity in the water. There is a living entity within this tank. How you can say there is no living entity in other planets?
They say that life as we know it, life as we know it here, does not exist. Human life.
Okay. How you can say so?
Yes.
The condition is the same. Every planet is made of earth, water, earth, fire, the five elements. So if under this condition there are living entities in this planet, why not in that condition living entities in other planets? That is their ignorance, their bluff. The different condition of the planet is that some planet is fiery, some planet is gaseous, some planet is watery. That may be. But after all, they are made of the five elements. And each element will find there is living entity. So it may be mixture or pure, there must be living entity. And in Bhagavad Gita, as you say, Sarvagoha, even in the fire there is living entity. And why not? If living entity can stay in water, why not in fire?
So on some planet.
Huh?
On some planet.
Oh yes. There are also living entities. They are very glowing, fiery. That's why the whole salt planet is glowing.
By their bodily life.
Yes. Here is only one sun planet. And Vaikuntha, all the planets are like sun. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Sajatra Bhasayate Surya Na Sasanka Na Pavaka. There is no necessity of electricity or moonlight or sunlight. Here it is necessary, because here only glowing planet is the sun. But in the Vaikuntha, each and every planet is glowing. Therefore there is no need of sun. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Natatva jayate bhasate surya. There is no necessity of illumination of sun, moon, or electricity.
Spirit soul that is also luminous like
that? Yes. Luminous. How it is keeping your body warm. As soon as it goes away, immediately cold. Immediately cold. Finish. All temperature. These are the evidences.
It says that the soul glows with a light brighter than a thousand suns.
Huh?
The Vedas? It is said that the soul glows with a light brighter than a thousand suns. Yes?
I didn't remember. Maybe. Soul is more valuable than the sun. Because the sun is after all matter. And the soul is spirit. Therefore, the vast difference of value. We cannot realize the life of a dead body by thousands of suns heat. It is not possible. It can burn, but it cannot give life.
But if we compare
the velocity of light and the velocity of soul is
far different.
Yes, far different. It can be immediately on the...
As that Krishna says, Tattadiham Pranadhanmanaiti Manaiti. Immediately comes to me. So just see, beloved. Tattadiham, as soon as he gives his body, immediately goes to Krishna. So see, where is Krishna? You cannot estimate in this material world. And then you enter the spiritual world. And then you go to the highest planet of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. So you cannot calculate how far it is, neither by driving your aeroplane of mind and vayu, you can reach there. But the soul is so powerful that immediately. That's like mind. You are here, many thousand miles away. 25,000 miles away in somewhere, immediately go. Mind goes.
It will.
So the soul is still finer. Intelligence is finer than the mind. And soul is finer than the intellect. So just imagine what is the velocity. Soul is so powerful. By yogi simply giving up this material body, they can capture the sun rays and immediately go to the sun planet. Wings of the sun. This is science. Where is that science?
Prabhupada, thoughts made of matter or spirit? Thoughts, are they made of matter or spirit?
Yes. Thoughts are actually made by spirit, but it is covered by matter. Therefore, in the material condition, you can think only of matter. This body is covered by so many material things. But actually, the spirit is covered. So, the soul being spirit, so long it is covered by matter, it cannot act spiritual. It is abstracted. Not abstracted, it's power. It cannot be abstracted. If you like, you can get out of the power of the matter. The matter cannot obstruct. But it is the will of the soul. Therefore it is called tatastha, margin.
When we feel pain or discomfort, that is covering also?
That is to the material. Soul has no pain. It is the material power, just like this chilliness, we are affected by the body, material body, not the soul. Matra svarsati kumpiyo sikrusna sukhudukkhan. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. This pleasure and pain is due to the material power. Otherwise, soul is unaffected. Asangavam purusha. This purusha, the soul, is unaffected by any material condition. The same example as I gave,
if you have a good car, you are identifying yourself.
Yes.
But you are not the car. You are affected if the car is smashed because you have got absorption in the car, that this is my car. The other man is not affected. Similarly, due to our absorption, aham mamiti, it is mine, it is mine, we are suffering.
That's false ego.
False ego.
Very, very subtle.
Yeah.
It's a process of identification with the body.
Yeah.
So we identify with the body. Aham mamiti.
This is illusion. He's not that, but he's thinking like this. That is animal. The animal is always thinking that I am this one.
So if somebody no longer identifies with the body, what is his perception of a painful condition?
He tolerates. He knows. It's like the same example. You are not the car. If your car is smashed, although you feel sorry, but you know that I am not the car.
So the pain is experienced by the consciousness that is spread all over the body?
That is false. That is called illusion. Mm. You are not painful, but you are thinking that I am painful. That is illusion. Mm.
But we are conditioned.
Yes, that is why it's pain. Silo that I feel pain when somebody hits me.
We all know that I am not his body. But why you are covering the body? So long you are material condition, you have to do that. The same example, although you are not the motor car, but if there is some accident, you have to take care of it because you have to work on it. Therefore, this body, although I am not this body, I have to work in this material with this body. That is the vehicle. Cannot neglect it. Neither is it an identity. This is knowledge. Guptahara Bihara. That is the one. Guptahara. As much as necessary. But these people, they are taking the body as everything. They have no information of the soul.
Cannot tolerate.
Huh?
They cannot tolerate it.
No.
Like a prisoner cannot tolerate being in the prison house without knowledge. They cannot get along.
So our consciousness is affected by our condition.
Yeah. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the perfect consciousness.
But the yogis, they live in Himalayas, don't need cloth, they take bath in ice water, they don't feel anything?
No.
But is it true, Srila Prabhupada, that sometimes the spiritual master has to suffer if his disciples act in sinful ways?
Huh? His hands, right? Bodily suffering. Infection. The spiritual master
upset the whole infection. And the infection acts on the body. That is what is happening. Krishna says, Ahamta sarva pape bhoma krishna. Krishna says all the sinful reaction of the surrender soul. The spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. So he has also accepted. In Indian families, one should not accept many disciples. But for teaching work, we have to do this.
To finish my sisters, so I only have to come from every day in the morning.
That's all. So
no.
I'm so sorry that you have to suffer because we're such rascals.
No, no, I'm not.
Don't be rascals.
Thank you.
Comes in contact with the so-called matter. Is that a false ego? How big is the material item? Material item.
Yes.
How big is that?
It is.
Oh. Bhagwan. Bhagatha. Bhagatha.
It is head. Unless it's adults and